It's Anderson Cooper.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going great. We're excited that you're coming back to Orlando. Excited that you're coming back to our town, because the first time we know you guys came and did a charity event, and there's a lot of buzz about you and Andy being here in Orlando. So happy that you're going to be back here this Saturday, June 16th, 8 p.m. at the Dr. Phillips Center for the Performing Arts.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I love Orlando.
So we chatted with Andy a couple weeks ago, and we were talking to him, and Adam actually asked him a question about, if you guys were up on stage together, who are three dream guests that the two of you would agree on? And this is what he said. See if you agree with what he says.
Oh, wow.
On stage.
Well, we could always agree on Madonna. I would like to interview Michelle Obama at some point. I'd like to interview Melania Trump badly.
Now, he started off with, like, that's a really hard question. And within 4 seconds, he threw those three names out there.
I'll go with, you know, I don't really want to do anything political. So I've been politics enough. So I would go with Madonna. I'd go with Kelly Ripa. And I don't know who the third should be.
Kelly Ripa, that's kind of cheating because you are on her show so much.
But she's so much fun.
She is.
She's great. And she can, like, talk to anything. And I just feel like, you know, the show we do that Andy and I do in Orlando, it's really not a night of politics.
Right.
So I do politics every night, and I think people are sick of it, and they want to have a nice night out where, you know, it's not a night of Trump supporters or Trump opponents or whatever. It's just, you know, a night of fun stories.
So is this trip to Orlando, are you going to have any time to yourself to go and, like, see the city and enjoy the sights, or no?
I think so, yeah. You know, usually Andy likes to go out after our show. Mm-hmm. So we usually get there during the day. And so we'll usually go out a little bit, you know, for lunch or something. And then Andy insists on going out afterward. He's the most social person on the planet. So I leave the night entertainment up to him to decide, like, where to go. And I just sort of get dragged along.
That's fun.
Do you find that once you guys do the show, and some people are there coming to expect a certain thing just because maybe they do follow you in there and then the political talk and things like that, and that you guys are, it's deep talk, shallow tales. You're just up there, two buddies talking, just trying to have conversation, make people laugh, that people are like, wow, that wasn't what I was expecting at all. Or, wow, that's a whole different side of Anderson Cooper that I've seen. Like, for example, if somebody were to go to see Bob Saget after watching him for years on Full House, you see him in stand-up, like, two totally different, not saying, obviously, that you're not kind of racy like that.
But I think I'm not as dirty as Bob Saget.
No. I don't think anyone is.
Yeah, right. Yeah, no, everyone says that. I mean, Andy always says this is actually the best version of me on the show, because it's the version that, you know, that my friends get to see. You know, when you're on a news program, you know, it's pretty structured how you are and stuff. And so this is much more me as I actually am and hanging out with friends. And people always say they want to go out for a drink with us, and that's really what the night is like.
Well, about being you, I'm a super fan, and I want to know, because you didn't really answer the question when they asked it to you, but swimming with the sharks again. You kind of thought about it. You hesitated. You said you might. But would you do it again, the great whites?
Yeah, I would definitely do it. Yeah, I went swimming with great white sharks off South Africa a couple of years ago without a cage. I would definitely do it again. I mean, actually, the scarier thing I did was, I mean, that was scary. And then a year later, I went swimming with Nile crocodiles.
I saw that too,
Florida. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
That was nuts.
Yeah. And that was really, because those kill, I mean, great whites kill like 6 people a year, but Nile crocodiles kill like 200 to 300 a year. So
when you do something like that, are you thinking to yourself, like, well, if this is how I go, this is how I go? Or does that even enter your mind?
Well, yeah, no, and I think that I hope they at least videotape it so they get a story out of it. So then there's at least a dramatic story of my final goodbye. You know?
You saw it here first and only.
Right. Oh, it's horrible.
Hey, we're talking to Anderson Cooper. He's going to be here with Andy Cohen, Deep Talk and Shallow Tales, Dr. Phillips Center for the Performing Arts this Saturday night at 8 p.m. if you want to grab your ticket. Looking back at your career and all the things that you've done, if somebody were to ask you, name something that has made you most proud, or if you were to brag to somebody, not necessarily like, look what I got to do, but just something that makes you really proud as an individual, what's something from your career?
I mean, certainly, you know, being able to be in Hurricane Katrina, or going to the earthquake, Haiti after the earthquake, or even actually being in Orlando after the Pulse tragedy. You know, there's something to feel like you're in a place where people are in need, and be able to tell people stories and kind of shine a light on something that's happening. That to feel like you're in the right place at the right time, and often it's a terrible time, but it's a time that, you know, that people are focusing on a situation, and that's often the most rewarding in terms of sort of for what I do. So, you know, it was, for me, it was a great privilege to be in Orlando in the wake of what happened to Pulse, and talk to family members and talk to survivors and first responders, and see how the city, you know, really came together.
Well, speaking of that, it's the 2-year mark since it actually happened. Yeah. And yeah, for people that live in this town, when we see people like Anderson Cooper come and cover the story and things like that, help get answers, help put us at ease. After experiencing it and being a Central Floridian my entire life, you have no idea what that means to us, because it is. It's very comforting having people share the, you know, information that we need to know, because there's so many questions when something like that happens that we don't know where to go. And then people like you come here and help us get us through it. So on behalf of Orlando, thank you.
Thank you. Yeah.
Well, thanks. Thanks. I mean, Andy and I were able to do a benefit of our show last time and did a benefit and raised money for the One Orlando Fund. So
right, yeah,
that was an amazing night, because it was, you know, it was just an incredible. It was probably a month or so after the, what happened, and you know, everybody came and raised a lot of money, and it was great. It was a really powerful night.
Anderson Cooper, going to be at the Dr. Phillips Center for the Performing Arts along with his buddy Andy Cohen. It's Deep Talk and Shallow Tales this Saturday night, June 16th at 8 p.m. And you can get your tickets right now at drphillipscenter.org. Thank you so much, Anderson Cooper.
Thank you.
Hey, my pleasure. I'll see you soon.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.